Hello and welcome to another edition of Riley on Film, putting you to sleep. And I am the Night Owl. Not to be confused with the owl at Purdue University, where you can get a lot of help with your papers, college papers, high school papers. I assume junior high papers as well, but mostly the MLA required formats. Well, here I am. I'm just kind of kicking back on my bed, figuring out what to do with the rest of my night. I had kind of a low day today. I don't really want to get into it. Did you have a low day today? You know what helps when I have a low day? Ice cream. And I do have some Rocky Road. Happy and proud to report. But I'm glad you're here, and I recommend that you come by here and check out what I'm doing, especially if you can't sleep. Because I am starting a new season here at Riley on Film, where I'm doing video and I'm trying to help you fall asleep. And me too. But you can see out the window, it's not quite dark yet. But probably when people are lured in here, it will be dark and they are wanting to go to sleep. So I'm kind of putting myself into that mentality of the neon lights, the rainy streets of New York kind of a feeling. I watched What the Peeper Saw today, and it's a 1962 film. Reminiscent of The Omen a little bit. Problem child. Really young woman. Beautiful woman. Sorry, I don't remember the name of the actress, but she is starting to have a relationship with a man who's about, I think, 23 years older than her. Oh, by the way, I'm playing rain in the background. It's actually a thunderstorm rainforest sound. Thunderstorms put my mind at ease. You would think that thunderstorms would be quite disturbing to people, but I find them extremely satisfying when I'm trying to go to sleep. I have my TV hooked up to two, you can see them right there, Echo Dots, and so I get the rainforest in stereo, which is kind of neat, and yeah, I can just give you a look around if you want. I mean, I got nothing to hide. One of the cool things about being single, just you do whatever. Of course, you don't have a companion. That's the only bad part. But yeah, here's just a few things. There's melatonin, which works pretty good when I can't sleep. There's my glasses. There's a remote. There's some eye drops. There's a box for a guitar. Always getting guitars, seems like. And there's the YouTube thunderstorm video. I have quite a few of them, actually. Let me see if I can show you. I've collected quite a few sleeping videos. You see what time it is now. Probably watching this later. This is YouTube, by the way. Past few years, I've discovered it's great to access on my TV. It's got so much that is relevant to my life. This guy's great, Wayne Dyer. I'm collecting his stuff. So when I see something I like, see, as you can see, I've collected quite a few of his bald head videos. Whom I can unbald head too. Have been since I was like 23 though. I'm kind of used to it at 54. But anyway, yeah, so let's say I see something that I like. Like say I'm watching something on YouTube here.
A fish that they have fins to swim with.
And you go up here, go over to the right. It's on a Fire Stick, by the way, Amazon. Click save. You can see these are all my lists that I've made. And this one is Wayne Dyer. He's already on there because I got to him through the list. But yeah, you just add it. Like if I get something of high vibration music, something, I'll put it there. If I get something like another rainstorm that I really love, I'll put it right there and sleep nature music. So it's a pretty cool thing for sleeping. That's one suggestion. And yeah, I'd love to just go through and show you some of these. Probably my favorite ones for sleeping are, well, just the rocks. I'll go show you the rocks. And mind you, if I was married, this is something I probably would not enjoy doing. Because I always have to hide it and either get her to agree with it or something we can share. So, yeah. So, I'm kind of glad I don't have to share everything anymore. Or at least advertise everything as worthy of doing. It's not really sharing. It's sort of like arguing to be yourself, which is I did a lot in my marriage. I had to argue a lot to be myself. And eventually I was left for being, I think, for being myself. But anyway, this is Bachelor stuff here. Did you hear the new Bachelor? The Golden Bachelor, after 3 months, is getting a divorce. I was surprised. Okay, so check this out. This one's really cool. This is, it's called, well, I'll just tell you what it says. It's called Bell Every 1 Minute. And you can put these on your own sleeping playlist. This is a bell every 1 minute, 10 minutes of meditation, mindfulness. And you've got this bell. Hear that bell? There's a few in succession. And then it just tapers down to one every minute. I don't know, it's something Tan Nick Han. Let's see if I can find his name. I'm not saying it right. I learned it from him because he does the bell before he speaks and it's really dramatic and you can really get into it actually. It kind of gets your head focused and see where he is on here. Playlist. It's on Nick Ton. I think he's towards the top because I access him a lot. He's like what you'd call my Buddhist teacher. He is the one that has drawn me closer to Buddhism more than anybody else. And then there's this guy. Since I can't find him right now, I'll just take a little. Here's Alan Watts. Now, Alan Watts is incredible, dude. I have, look how many of him I have. Probably like 50 of his. Because they're just out there everywhere. Just to give you an idea of what he sounds like. Just called We As Organism. How curious. You getting tired yet? That most You're beautiful. That we experience, you deserve to sleep. We regard as things that happen to us,
which we ourselves do not originate, which are events expressing some sort of power or activity that is external to ourselves.
And if that's so beautiful, that definitely can put me to sleep. But he's a little bit sarcastic, and he's not really offering anything. He's mostly just tearing everything down, which is really important to do when you're trying to see things as they are, and you're trying to wake up for your subconscious, for your negative subconscious, it's important to kind of till the earth a little bit. Oh, look, there's some liked videos. Here's my video. This is my first, The Night Owl with Amy. Look, let's watch ourselves. Filming ourselves.
Hi. Are you doing well today?
Yes.
Are you doing good about yourself?
Yes.
Have you watched a lot of movies like me?
I watched one called What the Peeper Saw today, Damien. No, I didn't have ramen for dinner. I had pizza rolls.
Two Faces of Jekyll and Hyde.
Okay, so you see that? I got my own stuff on there too, which is kind of fun. This is a new singer I started listening to. He's so good. Check him out. Love the words on this one. He's from Scotland. Love the bass player. Check him out. Oh, I wish I had that set up right there. Probably still couldn't get a gig in the high desert though, because they don't exist. I'm gonna just start driving down some open mics, I think. Let's get some rainforest going. I want to see myself as kind of like a creature of the rainforest. Accepting it all and just taking it all in and understanding that I evolved from there and just put away all the trappings. This guy's great too, Ram Dass. I've heard of Ram Dass. Really good. I feel like I'm doing too much TV, so this girl really inspired me recently. I've been watching her. I have a lot of her stuff. She's bipolar. She stays up and kind of helps people go to sleep, too. Let's just look a little at her. Her name's May. How about... Moonchild's kind of cool. Let's look at Moonchild.
Moonchild. Welcome, or welcome back to the late night show.
See, I've kind of plagiarized some of her ideas for my new show. But anyway, just this is something that I tell people about. I don't think they really get what I'm talking about. But recently, I started doing this, gosh, 4 or 5 years ago. 3 or 4 years ago, maybe. Really, obviously, you can see this is my bed. So I have it right here, and it's just part of my sleeping routine to learn, and I just got a lot of stuff on here to learn from always, and repetition, too. I think, especially spiritual teachers, sometimes they require a little repetition. You don't miss the little nuggets. So playlists, but this is like, I don't know if you guys ever accessed YouTube on your Fire Stick. There's my grandpa on me. Let me show you how that works. You just log on to your Fire Stick like this. Most of you know you got Prime Video, all this stuff here. Excuse me. Pizza rolls and watermelon water. That was my dinner. And my little daughter says she's going to bring me some ice cream home. So, woohoo! Can't wait for that one. Say little, she's 16, almost 17 years old. She's getting to be a young woman. Really proud of her. But anyway, so yeah, so here's YouTube. So what you can do is, like, these are all the services that I subscribe to, although not Disney, those bastards. They told me I could have a year free, and they're charging me per month now. I don't know what the hell happened there, but they're going off this bar. These are, like, my favorite bars. Like, open that up over there. And then you can have your favorites up here, see? So I'm going to take Disney off there right now. For one thing, it's got some good documentaries, but I'm just not really into Disney stuff anymore. I like a couple documentaries, like The Living Desert is insane. But you can't just subscribe to something for one show. Moon Knight was pretty good, too. I really liked Moon Knight, if you get a chance to see that. I feel like King Tut and Marvel combined, it's really quite amazing. Roger Isaacs, I think that's his name. Something Isaacs. So anyway, are you getting sleepy yet? Yeah, this is kind of what I do to get tired. And then, don't forget melatonin. I think that's a miracle. OTC sleeping aid. I learned that you can't really benefit from more than 10 milligrams. Because if you take more than 10 milligrams, it just... you feel the same. It doesn't really change, but if you take 5, it's not as sleepy, but if... so in other words, I think 10 is... it's the max dose, but I don't think you can OD on it. It's like a brain chemical called melatonin that they've manufactured. Anyway, here I go again, getting off track. So on YouTube, now look what happens. Now all of a sudden, my TV has transformed into YouTube. Just has kind of different controls. And I've got my library here with all my playlists. And one of my playlists is... here's my old band, 63 Limitless Fish. One day I'll do a show. I'll tell you a bunch of fish stories. We had a lot of fun as a band. Here's us. Yep, that's me singing, believe it or not. My voice has gotten deeper since then, thank God. Kind of nightingale-ish back then, but it was so much fun. Here's Dave Sharp, freaking love him. About what it's like when I play places too. We just kind of walk by. I worked with him, walked right up to him. 1991, gave him a demo tape, asked him if he could help my band record and he could play guitar on a song, and he did it that year with a song called People, which is also on here. Not be able to find it really fast. Never mind. I see I'm getting off track. But this is wonderful. This stuff is all my life, you know? It's just like everything that I need. I think you can access my playlist if you just go to my channel. My YouTube channel. They're always growing. Sometimes I take things away. This one's kind of interesting. Look at this one I found. 230 movies. It was already made, and they're called Erotic Thriller Horror. Now, obviously, I don't need to tell you, they're really low budget. Some of them are just terrible. Terrible acting. But, like, here is what? The Eerie Midnight Horror Show. No idea what it is. Haven't looked at it. I thought it was interesting, because some horror is kind of erotic, and... I don't think there's any nudity because it's YouTube, but just stuff to kind of trip out on when it's like 2 in the morning, you're not sleeping yet. Usually I put some of this stuff on and I just go completely out. Oh my God, remember Enigma? Enigma. I had a girlfriend once, so we used to do it to Enigma. This kind of gets me into the mood to sleep now, or just kind of trip out and think about my day. I'm thinking about getting those planets up here on the ceiling. Remember this song? 90s, I think. Got a good beat. But it's soft, so you can have it low. Kind of go to sleep. But I digress, which we do here on this show. We digress all the time because we're trying to get you to go to sleep. Digression is okay. So, this is music. I want sound effects with the rocks. Rocks are at the bottom. If you ever sleep over, I'll give you the remote. Sorry. I'm just a geek. Trying to sleep. Okay, so down here I get into the real exciting stuff. This one, I went to sleep to this. I've been in this apartment for 3 years since I was kicked out of my marriage. And this one will always be close to my heart. I hope they never take it off YouTube because I fell asleep so many nights to this, kind of blasting, keeping out ambient sounds. Love that one. But now, you know, I've got so many now. I got hundreds now. Some of these are really special. This one's really special. I like this one. It's like you're just going to watch Jack the Ripper come by in a trench coat or something, but the thunder is amazing. Here, let's hear a thunder before I go off this one. Is my voice ASMR for you? I've been thinking about advertising it that way, but seems a little self-congratulating. Anyway, so there's that. Let's go down to this one I'm going to do right now for the rest of my show. And you got stuff like this, like, you know, Moss Point down in San Clemente. Or I should say Laguna Beach. You got Roaring Waterfalls. A lot to choose from. This sound bath. Have you ever heard of sound bath? Look at this guy. I think I'll just keep that on while I talk. That'd be good. Okay. Going back to the docking position. You may be completely freaked out by me. And that's okay. The cool thing about YouTube and entertainment in general is that you have a choice. You can turn it off if you want. But I am glad you're here. And I definitely have a capacity to know what you're going through because I've had a lot of sleepless nights in my day. Who are you? You're a really nice lady that's not dating much and trying to keep her kids fed. You're a movie star that stumbled across this and liked my red glasses and you're still watching. I hope you get tired and sleep because of me. What the Peeper Saw is the movie I watched today. I try to watch a movie a day. Lately, they've been horror. I've watched so many horror movies. I'm getting down into the low-budget ones, which is okay, because some of them are like gems, like total diamonds in the rough. This one, I'm not done with it yet, actually. It's a new habit I have of not finishing movies and reviewing them. But I can see where it's going. It's reminiscent of the other, it's reminiscent of any child possessed type movie or evil child movie. 25-year gap between the couple that is in the movie, which that's what I want to talk about. What do you think about that? A 25-year gap. When I moved up here and I was just seeking companionship and friendship in a woman, I wasn't, you know, I was definitely open to the idea of finding someone serious, but Mostly I just felt lonely up here because I didn't know anybody. And of course I met my wife, my then girlfriend, for a very short time. And then we got married really fast and we raised three kids. And whoa, it just happened kind of like that. There's a lot of unresolved hurt on both sides from what I can gather. But we still have, you know, our kids, and so we have to communicate, and I don't mind. I like her still, but we're just, you know, she was right about the fact that we are very different, and I don't think I could ever do something like this married to her. But anyway, the reason I brought her into this and the idea of my ex is because we had an 8-year gap. At the time we met, I was 33 and she was 25. So, looking back on it now, like standing away from it from a distance, it doesn't seem that like that big a deal. But at the time it was, it seemed like a really big deal. And I thought, do I want to have a gap person? Because there's a lot of things in that that might not be helpful to the person who's older. Honestly, so I was looking out for myself, really. But I should have looked out more for her, because that is pretty young. I think of it now, it's almost like a baby, you know, compared to a 33-year-old. But I looked young. I was young. I had all my degrees. I had done enough. I'm not going to say I've done a lot, but I had done enough, I thought, to enter into a relationship. And that was part of my problem. I thought you had to do to have, and now I realize you do nothing and you have everything. You plan nothing and do everything. You pay nothing and earn everything, and it just kind of goes that way for me now. But I'm here talking to you about an age gap, because in what the peeper saw, you have a woman that she's not seducing an older man. The old man's very rich. Older man is very rich and young looking himself, but 25 years, and he has a son. And it depends on what you want out of life. You really can't change people. You can't at all. It's not that you really can't. It's like you can't at all. There's only one person you can change. This brain. This person staring you in the mirror is the only person that you can change. So make sure that when you set out to achieve goals and set goals for your life, which I highly recommend, in a journal. I don't have my journal here, but I would show it to you. I keep a journal. I've done that pretty regularly, like, God, ever since I could write. But certainly in my adult life, I've kept a lot of journals. I highly recommend it. I also have one on my phone here on Google Docs. I can just go to my homepage, bring it up. It's called Idea Shack, and that's how I keep track of my ideas. But yeah, the difference, there's going to be a difference in music taste. There's going to be a difference in, well, I'll just say it, for the man, when you get to be a certain age, you're not like the good time in Sam all night long like you used to be. And I think, I'm not saying this is my situation, but it was noticeable that there was a difference in sex drive. Especially since when I came into the relationship, I was like sort of in my prime. Yeah, so I think women hit theirs a little later. So there's that. But that comes and goes. I think you can get through that and that will go away sometimes and come back and go away and come back and go away, like ships in the night going far apart, coming together, going far apart, coming together. And that's okay as long as both the people see the other person as worthy of staying. And I don't know that you can ever be sure that they'll stay. That's why I'm not really a fan of marriage. There's one person that you can be sure will stay. This person. So if I'm ever going to make it in a relationship, I've got to just have all this straight, which I do now, finally. But for some reason, I think growing up in a Christian home and going to retreats and guys falling in love with girls and girls falling in love with guys, and that's just what we're taught, and all the Say Anything movies and all the movies, and hold the ghetto blaster up to the girl's window and she thinks it's cute, but in real life they call the cops. Or something like that. So I think in a world like that, and what I tell my kids is that they need to nurture their core self and understand who they are lifelong. Not in preparation for marriage, but lifelong. And I think you have a better chance of understanding what you will put up with once you know yourself. And then you also can see through the malaise of this world. And I'm not saying lipstick isn't beautiful, but the kind of like the lipstick covering up of so many problems that people all carry around. And so if you can get away from that lipstick idea and kind of look at yourself and what makes you happy. Like, for example, I'm just going to be hoging on Rocky Road when my daughter brings it home to me. One of the benefits of having a daughter who can drive. But yeah, the difference in ages, I don't think there's really any scenario where you can say this will work because. And it is definitely a challenge to bring into it another thing, a mixed family. If you marry somebody that has a child already or has children already, it's all fine and dandy on the Brady Bunch, but in the real world, there are so many issues that come up. Even when the ex is not even in the picture, it's still an issue. And you can try and reach out and be loving and do everything you want, but ultimately, unless that person chooses to stay with you day by day, there really is no marriage vow that can make that real in a forced way or out of obligation. So I don't recommend marriage anymore. I don't think we need it. I think we need to work on ourselves, understand what our favorite ice cream is, understand what makes us calm, understand how we like to sleep, how many pillows we want, get an electric blanket in the winter, get a fan on yourself. You know, a lot of people get married when they're like 19. They don't know any of that about themselves. It becomes this cute little exercise on dates. Oh, do you like a fan? I don't like a fan. But you know what? Later on, those are war declaration words. So, yeah, you don't need it. You just don't need it. I don't know why our society... It must have something to do with money. Because they keep appealing to the cute couples in their 20s and they've got kids and stuff like that. And that was me. Of course, I got married when I was 33, but I felt like I was in my 20s and she was in her 20s. But that's the time when you do the lovemaking and the children making. Of course, lovemaking can go on beyond that, but the children making should not. At a certain age, it's time to just call it a day, especially ladies out there. My goodness gracious. Just read about a celebrity that's trying to get pregnant again. She already has, I think, 3 or 4 kids from another marriage, but she's got a new boyfriend, and he's famous, and she's jealous of him. So the solution is get a surrogate and have a baby in your 50s. Come on, people. I think if we looked inward more and we found that satisfaction inward, we wouldn't be beholden to these, like, I don't know, quick fixes. Or they're not quick fixes. It's a big deal. IVF and go through all that, and it's not cheap. But if we could just find that peace within ourselves, as we hear the singing bowls in the background. And this is a 34-minute review of what the peeper saw. And I hope you have enjoyed it. And I hope you go to sleep. Good night.